KMJ News Time 751. Let's get right to our guy, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you. We've got a couple of banks and a big merger going on here in the Central Valley.
Yeah, big news from the banking world. So we're talking about Suncrest Bank in Visalia and Citizens Business Bank. They're all over California. They've announced a merger agreement. As part of the agreement, Citizens Business Bank plans to acquire Suncrest Bank, and this deal is worth about $204 million. That's a big one. This is significant because CVB Financial Corp, that's the parent company of Citizens Business Bank, is one of the 10 largest bank holding companies in California with more than $15 billion in assets. And now it's going to add Suncrest with about $1.3 billion in assets. Suncrest has 7 branch locations in the Central Valley and 2 loan production offices. So we rank banks over at the Business Journal according to information from the FDIC by market share in the Central Valley. And Citizens Business Bank comes in at number 11 with about 2.83% market share, and Suncrest is at number 12 with 2.71% market share. Might be a little simplistic of a measurement, but if you add those two together, you get a bank with about 5.5% market share in the Central Valley. So that puts it between Bank of the Sierra with about 6% and Central Valley Community Bank with about 4%. So when all is said and done, this is going to be a very significant a deal, and it's going to create a bank that's going to be, right, forced to be reckoned with. Yeah.
Gabe,
everything has to go right for the merger to go through. That's going to happen later this year.
Gabe Dillard, forgive my interruption. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joining us at 7:53. And then the former Gottschalk's building here in town, Mayor Dyer and a developer, they have some plans for it, do they not?
Yeah, there's some big plans going on for the Gottschalk's building. Probably the next big thing is the city council is going to consider making it surplus property so it can be sold for development. The city owns half of that building, and a private developer owns the other half. So local developer Will Dyke is looking to possibly buy the other half from a private investor in L.A. They want to develop it into about 75 units of housing. Lofts, one or two bedroom units. It's going to be a steep order. The cost just to rehabilitate that building is probably $5 to $7 million, and that's before any actual projects could even start. The city is obviously very interested in more housing projects. In fact, they have about $25 million set aside for the latest budget to help create. Housing projects. So building's been mostly empty. They recently did an inspection of it. They invited the media, homeless people living in it. Everything that could be sold for scrap is gone. A store opened in 1914 and by the Gottschalk's chain, and it's been closed since 1988. So you can imagine all the stuff that right. has happened with the vacant building on Fulton Street. But hopefully in the near future, it will be, the whole street's getting kind of developed out, and hopefully that's next.